Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
Good morning. This question is very, very nostalgic and interesting also because CBSE board exams start in the next 5 days for kids in class 12 and for kids in class 10 a week after that. I stumbled into an article saying 66% of our school-going kids are likely to have a backache and a hunchback because the bags are too heavy. Then I was thinking about my school and I said, we carried so much nonsense in our bag, things that had no business being in a school bag. And I wanted to peep into your school bag and find out, did you carry something that was not meant to be in a school bag? Answers coming in on 9880935935. Let's take a listener's out.
Hi, Disha. This is Sharad. Just heard your interesting question and realized we are from the archaic era where we had no mobile phones for school bags. So, and I think you are from the era where you had them. So one interesting thing which I think all of us used to carry at that time because it was kind of a swag and the swag word wasn't invented at that time was these video games. You know, we used to get these Nintendo video games, the double screen ones that used to flip open, you know, and we used to carry those hidden inside our school bags with batteries. A lot of times they used to get confiscated also. So yeah, that is one thing I remember from school. I think it's a long memory, but thanks for bringing it up. It really incites something today. Thanks, bye-bye.
Oh yeah, I've played all those video games and brick games and mobile phones were not so rampant during my time. It's those one or two kids who would steal their parents' mobile phones and bring it, and the parents would be looking the whole day, ki mobile phone kahan gaya, and the kid has it in school, and we would watch questionable content on the devices.
I had a bunch of things that I had absolutely no business in being in my school bag. So a bunch of things ranging from like, some very subtle stuff to some pretty hardcore stuff. So subtle stuff would be like playing cards and some board games, some nonsense. And then hardcore stuff used to be bike parts and CDs and stuff like that. Did a lot of business while in school. So get that stuff through school in my bag as well.
Oh, so you were one of those early entrepreneurs when you were growing up. Not bad. Some of the other answers that came in on 9880935935.
Hi, Disha. Just by asking this question, you have made me relive those moments. I've been laughing for the last 5 minutes and thinking, you know, what all we used to carry in our school bags. I think the weight of the other stuffs were much more heavier than the school books. Unfortunately, your show being a family show, can't name all of them.
That has made me very curious. Stuff that you can't tell me? Now I want to know. I definitely want to know.
Hello.
What is it that you can't name but was in your bag? I want to know. Hi, good morning. How are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
Super. Now tell me, what is it that you couldn't tell me on the voice note?
It's a pleasure to talk to you. So, as I rightly told you, this is a family show. I'm sure I'll figure this out.
Were you in a co-ed school?
Yes, of course.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
So, you know, the boys, the most famous thing, so the boys used to have some pawn books in their bags, you know, somebody. And then that used to be very difficult getting it procured. So somebody who could procure it was kind of the star in school. So,
were you ever the star in school?
Of course, Disha. That would be a shame on myself.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho. Disha.